We are reading selected excerpts from our sources. In the topic of love will cover all crimes, you can ask questions on our website, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Selected excerpts from our sources. The topic is love will cover all crimes. Excerpt number 16 from the Rabash article, Make Yourself a Rav and Buy Yourself a Friend 1. Everyone should see himself as the smallest among students. And yet, how can one see oneself as the smallest of the students? Hence, only above reason is pertinent. This is called make yourself a Rav, meaning that each of them is considered Rav compared to him, and he is regarded as merely a student. This is great exertion, since there is a rule that the other's deficiencies are always visible, while his own faults are always hidden. And yet, we must regard the other as being virtuous, and that it is worthwhile for him to accept what he says and does, to learn from the other's actions. But the body does not agree to it, because whenever one must learn from another, meaning, if he has high regard for the other commits him to labor, and the body revokes the views and actions of the other, because the body wants to rest. It is better for it and more convenient to rule out his friend's views and actions so he will not have to make an effort. This is why it is called make for yourself a Rav. It means that for the friend to be your Rav, you have to make it. In other words, it is not by reason, since the reason asserts otherwise. And sometimes even shows the opposite, that he can be the Rav and the other can be a student. This is why it is called make, meaning doing and not reasoning.
Oh,
I don't see questions.
Maybe read again?
No, continue.
17 from Rabash concerning above reason.
The excerpts are good because by working with the essence, we get to go through a lot of material, many articles.
17 concerning above reason by the Rabash. Can be obtained by adhesion of friends, new qualities by which they will be qualified to achieve dvikut with the Creator. And all this can be said while he sees the merits of the friends. At that time, it is relevant to say that he should learn from their actions. But when he sees that he is better qualified than they are, there is nothing he can receive from the friends. This is why they said that when the evil inclination comes and shows him the lowliness of the friends, he should go above reason. But certainly it would be better and more successful if he could see within reason that the friends are at a bigger degree than his own. With that, we can understand the prayer that Rabbi Elimelech had written for us. Let our hearts see the virtues of our friends and not their faults.
PT3.
Sometimes we say that their individual qualities. The guy is good in organizing, he's creative, and we supposedly by this annul the exertion that the person does. Guy comes from nature, so he's good at it and he does it.
No. Wait a second. Don't continue like this. Everyone has his own expression. His own expression. I don't know. I don't think that you can be a good mechanic. But maybe you're good in math. And third one can be good in music, and the fourth one is something else. We aren't comparing those things. Each one has his own style. But we're talking about the investment.
So how can I see the friend's merits and not annul them? Because this friend is good in organizing, so now, I don't know, he prepared a big meal.
So why cancel it? I don't get you.
Because we supposedly relate that it's part of his natural qualities and not part of his exertion.
No, but beyond his natural qualities, he puts in the exertion. And this is true for each and every one. If he doesn't have these natural qualities or tendencies and he will exert, nothing will come out of it. We have to see how each and every one is trying to, let's say, come to connection, arvut, dissemination in his own style. If not his own style, he won't be able to do it. You can't take a person who doesn't have a musical tendencies and make a composer out of him, no matter how much you try.
So what's the work in seeing the friend's merits? Should I calculate that these are his qualities from here to his exertion, always see him in the scale of merit? How does it work?
We only need to stir the general spirit in the 10 and as much as possible and let each one develop in whichever direction they think they can add in. That's it. There's no more than that. Okay? PT8.
Rav, what is a better result from the work? If you truly see the friends are great, or that you see that you have even more of a place for work and exerting and seeing them big?
I didn't get it.
What's the best result from our work? That you truly see the greatness of the friends? Or that you reach a state that there's even more of a yearning to see their greatness?
Of course, the yearning to see the greatness in the friends is the most important thing. But those questions remain. Let's continue.
Number 18, also from concerning above reason by the Rabash. When his body looks at the friends, it sees within reason that they all were working for the Creator, and then his body too lets him work for the Creator. And the reason why the body helps him shift to in order to bestow, as mentioned, is because the body is unwilling to tolerate lowliness. Instead, everybody has pride, and he is unwilling to accept the situation where his friend is greater than him. Thus, when he sees that his friends are at a higher level than his own, this causes him to ascend in every way.
Rav, lo shomim?
Aval ze kvar avoda b'lemala me'adav.
But this is work in above reason, meaning even when I don't feel the friend is great, I have to accept them as great because they have eyes but see not. I should not see him according, see the friends according to my qualities and give them shape according to how they appear to me. I have to accept them as existing in the complete degree. And I, to the extent that I can't see them in that complete degree, I have to see myself in the lowest degree, the incomplete degree. Is that clear? Ask about it, please. PT 6.
Rav, you explained to us in the beginning of the lesson that we need to connect to an environment to get its influence. How can we, as BB, can we even bestow on our environment in the world that they will change?
We're connected to the whole world to the extent that we connect between us, and the upper force can bestow through us to the whole world. We have such a problem here to connect between us, to connect to the upper force, but we cannot connect to the upper force since with which deficiency do we connect to him? So we connect between us in order to connect to the whole world. We receive deficiencies from the whole world. This is called he who participates in the sorrow of the public. And then with this deficiency of all of humanity, we can turn to the Creator. And then the Creator will surely bestow through us to all of humanity. So from the connection between us to humanity, and from connecting humanity to the Creator, and the Creator answers our man by bestowing through us abundance to all of humanity. This is the work.
So our work isn't like we need to awaken envy in others and there you want to be like us. It's different work.
No. It's a they don't need to be like us. They don't need it. They are incapable and they don't need to do it. They have a different role, not less important, even more important. They need to disclose the deficiency. We need to accept this deficiency and raise it to the Creator. And the Creator, through us, fills their deficiencies. We are only a conduit. A conduit only. You know who we are? Like the neck between the head and the body.
That
passes from the head to the body, everything it needs. So the Creator clothes in the head, and we are passing everything in the Creator to the body, to all of humanity.
Turkey free.
Hi, Rav. Hi, friends.
Shalom, Rav. Shalom.
Question from internet.
Shalom.
Is there any relation between to see the friends virtue and arvut?
האם יש קשר לראות את מעלות החברים לבין הערבות? תודה.
Yes, that depends on your goal. You see the great greatness of the friends. You can want it even without a tendency towards arvut. Because you wish to appreciate the society you're in egoistically, you want to see how great they are, and you're seeing yourself among them. So you get more confidence and so on and so forth.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Вот
товар
меня для многих, наверное, великие
The friends for me and probably for many friends, they're great because without them I can't attain the goal. And there's very great importance that understanding that without them I can't. it puts them very high, and it helps. But it puts me lower than them, so how can I be concerned about them if they're so great? So I don't understand.
On the one hand, you need to see them as great, because then you can receive from them. And you need to be as a little one relative to the grown-up, because the little one receives from the grown-up. On the other hand, you need to see them as small and you yourself as great, and then you can bestow to them, you can give them, you can help them, support them. So there's this kind of work and that kind of work. Read what Rabash writes about man's attitude in the society. These are his first articles.
Latin 7.
Gracias, Rab. Creo que la contestó un poco a la pregunta. Era, si yo soy...
Thanks, Rab. I think you kind of answered this already, but if I'm the smallest, how can I awaken the envy in the ten towards me?
By making yourself small in the eyes of the ten, you're also awakening their envy. Since you succeeding in being the smallest. You're an example. A very good example. When you are the smallest, it's not so simple. Anyone who does it is great, specifically him.
To be small compared to the friends, is it like being small towards the Creator?
With respect to the Creator, it doesn't make a big difference. You're a small one, you're a great one. Your work, most of it is towards the rest of society. Don't try too hard toward the Creator, only with the friends.
And the greatness of the friends within reason. Is it like, is it revelation of the Creator? Is it a result?
I cannot say if greatness, gedlut, is a result or not, but it's a beautiful thing. The greatness of the friends within reason, yes. First, you have to work on the greatness of the friends above reason.
USA Northwest.
Northwest. Northeast.
Can you explain about the connection between the Arvut, that the friend's corporeality is my spirituality, and also in a virtual group, how can the friend's corporeality is my spirituality is expressed in a virtual group?
If you understand that your spirituality is equal to your attitude towards the friend's corporeality, it's good. It's good because that's how it truly is. You cannot appreciate him except through corporeality.
Kiev 2.
Вот в продолжение вопроса товарища из Грузии, вот есть состояние, когда товарищ, например,
continuing the friend's question from Georgia, if a friend criticizes you, so from that place, to justify, to see the friend as great, what benefit does it give me? Is it the same thing that I start increasing a friend from zero to get his qualities? Or when the friend criticizes me and then I try and lift him up to like maybe accept that criticism?
Stop with all your philosophies, okay? Less of those philosophies in your head. If the friend is telling you something, is saying that you're in the wrong, accept it as if you're hearing it from the Creator. And you need to relate to Him accordingly. What you hear from a friend is what you hear from the Creator. And you should behave accordingly. Latin 3.
Hola, Rab. ¿Es posible hacerme el más pequeño ante un grupo de amigos de mi decena que no aparecen en reuniones o conexiones? ¿Y cómo lo hago?
Is it possible to be the lowest, the smallest, compared to friends that don't come to our connections and meetings? And if yes, how do we do it?
If I don't show up to the meetings and I don't show up to the friends, I'm not a small one or a great one, I'm nothing, and I'm outside of the ten. Don't have such calculation with yourself. If I'm not coming, I'm not accounted, simply. Anyone who doesn't show up for meetings with the friends, he is absent. Simple. He is outside of the group and there's no calculation with him. Start treating each other seriously. And remind about it to all your friends. Only in this way can we advance.
Focus group.
Question from Israel. We need everybody to have a place in the active avut. What does that mean and how do we do it?
Each one should have in the group a place for mutual guarantee. It must be. We have those spaces from the very beginning when the Creator brought us to the group. And whether or not it's active, that's up to a person.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, what's the importance of working within reason to see every friend as great? Why not ask the Creator to take us above reason?
I must see the friend as the greatest of generation within my reason, if possible. Above reason, it's certain that I have to hold him like that. And if possible, then also within reason.
Is it actual work? I have to invest in it?
French.
Yeah, try and you shall see. French.
You said that when a friend speaks in the ten, it's not the friend, it's a creator speaking. But in the ten, everybody comes with their own creator. How should we build a mutual...
I don't know which creator each one of the ten is coming with. I just know that outside of a person is only the creator.
Tbilisi.
Rav, знаете, у меня раньше была, конечно, любовь к Творцу, но сейчас эта любовь у меня поменялась.
I used to have love for the Creator, but now it changed. The greatness of the Creator is built through the friends.
Yeah, great. Excellent, what's the problem?
I just wanted to say that I feel the friends so great that through them
great,
I started
very
loving
good.
The Creator.
Tell them about it so they will be envious of you. It's good. Baltics 1.
Что значит ставить свои цели ради общей цели в десятке?
What does it mean that your goals have to be general for the ten? When I do that,
I don't know. My purpose is not to be happy about the work. Rather, I need to be included in 10 in order to push them forward to the Creator. That's it. Push them forward towards the Creator. Always pay attention that I'm not drilling a hole in the side of the boat and push them all to the side of the Creator.
Latin 6.
In connection. Latin 6.
Si un amigo hace difusión,
the friend is disseminating. Is his personal effort enough towards the 10 about dissemination?
It's possible that yes.
Focus group.
Another question from the internet. How can a person find his place in the group?
By annulling towards the group completely, then he finds himself in a group and exactly where he needs to be. Okay.
עוד מיכאל.
קטע מספר 19 מתוך
מאמר
עניין למעלה מהדעת של רבש.
Number 19 from Rabash concerning above reason. Our sages said, counters envy increases wisdom. In other words, when all the friends look at the society as being at a high level, both in thoughts and in actions, it is natural that each and every one must raise his degree to a higher level than he has by the qualities of his own body. Again, 19. Our sages said, counters envy increases wisdom. In other words, when all the friends look at the society as being at a high level, both in thoughts and in actions, it is natural that each and every one must raise his degree to a higher level than he was by the qualities of his own body.
That's clear, right? Slowly, slowly, when we begin to intermingle with one another and learn from one another and appreciate one another, it will raise us ever higher until we begin to feel the next degree in humanity, the second floor in humanity, the spiritual floor.
PT3. How can the work of seeing the friend's merits give the individual the forces to uplift? That I understand, but I don't understand how it gives a general atmosphere in the 10.
If each one will do it, then you'll have a general atmosphere.
That's clear, but how can the individual doing this work give an example if this happens inside him?
He's setting an example for others.
How is it? It's his own individual personal work and the desire. How does it?
He should do it in such a way that everyone sees it. Why not? He should talk about it. It's no secret. It's no secret. What we learn from one another, what we wish to bestow to one another, it's not a secret. This has to be the discussion among the friends, the gathering of friends with the friends, adhesion of the friends. And there are many, there's a lot of material about it. Ita 4.
Rav, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Un amico è uscito dalla decina perché pensa che gli amici.
A friend left the 10 because he thinks that the friends don't behave correctly towards one another, and that they don't have the right intention towards spirituality. How should we behave towards that friend?
Did he find another society? Did he enter a different tent? Or maybe he left completely. If he has found another ten, then we should see. It's possible that there the relationship are better than what we have here, and we should learn from them. After all, we wish to advance. If he came out and didn't enter any other place, and he's only making excuses that he's coming out because we don't have good relationships, and then he simply doesn't want to be in it, in spiritual advancement. That's his business. Nevertheless, try to talk to him, if possible, and if not, then goodbye. We'll see you somewhere there in the end of correction.
Thank you, Rav. During the lesson, reading these articles and talking about it, I'm realizing how important the lesson is, because it's changing me as we're doing it. Is this sufficient enough to just read these articles together and talk about it? Will this bring it about, make it happen?
This too will bring about change, but even more than that, if you will add your intention, your thinking, and even speaking about it throughout the day. Now you're here because we're all around you with the same thought, and then they're holding you. The moment they advance, they stop talking, you fall. So try to awaken then an environment and the force that will allow you to stay in it throughout the day. This is the work. Our work is for us to be in that same force, intention, like during the lesson.
So it's important to read the articles throughout the day. There's not just talking about it won't do it. We need to stick to the articles.
Yeah,
of course, the sources give us energy. But to constantly be immersed in the sources, I think, is not recommended. You need to see that you are able to absorb these sources and that they fill you up. That you inhale them, and gradually they fill you. Mirak 3.
Each friend expresses their importance of the goal in their own way. What can one friend learn from another? What can I learn from the other friends?
What can I learn from the friends? You need to read the social writings by Rabash, if I understood him correctly.
Of an excerpt 20, he's actually saying that.
Go ahead.
He writes in Mol Vashemesh, one should depict his friend as serving the Creator more than him. An author's envy will increase wisdom. By this, he will grow increasingly stronger in the work of the Creator. This is the meaning of each is burned by his friend's canopy. From the word fervor, by seeing that his friend's canopy is bigger than his, a fire will burn in him and his soul will further ignite towards the work of the Creator. And he will attain more attainments of godliness.
I should not calm down before I envy each and every one of the friends. I need to envy them. Truly big envy in each and every friend. In something that he has that stands out from him, and I don't. One is wiser or smarter. One is more nimble, more quick. The third one cares more about the unification of the society, and so on and so forth. More and more and more, each and every one, so that there isn't a single friend that keeps me calmed, and or rather, he awakens in me a great deal of envy. Then I will advance, and I'm not going to escape the envy, so everything will feel more relaxed, more comfortable. No, I want to be in the envy and for the envy to push me forward. Also in corporeal life, if I want to learn from someone, I need to envy what he knows and look at him and do like he does.
Belarus, ma nishma? Как дела?
Belarus, how are you?
Равно, во-первых, спасибо всему мировому кли за поддержку, это чувствуется. И вот вчерашнее мероприятие, слава Богу, оно прошло спокойно. Вот, а вопрос у меня такой. Как нам не путать встречи десятки и встречи по распространению? Вот я приведу пример. У нас товарищ, который он занимается активно распространением, и вот часто практически на всех встречах он обязательно носит какую-то свою это, или ему что-то надо, или какая-то информация. Вот может быть он прав, а я не прав. Или нам надо все-таки разделять одно от другого? Спасибо.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm not present there. I don't understand what's going on there. Rather, it's very important that the people who participate in dissemination will be only from the 10 and not from anywhere outside of the 10. We do not invite foreign experts or external experts that would manage for us the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah and humanity. It's only us. Even if someone will come here who knows how to put up advertising in all of reality throughout the world, it's not going to help us. It has to be our work, our effort, so that in this effort there will be our spiritual force. So be careful. You are those who disseminate, and not people who join for the sake of dissemination as if they are experts or they know what to do or they're good at it. They're not. And there's no spirit in the dissemination that has to be in the for the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah throughout the world.
Rav, we heard a few questions from friends in America. 2 days ago, the Europeans had a big Yeshivat Chaverim, and we were also speaking about the challenge the Americans have. And after the Yeshiva, we saw that the whole Kli feels it's everybody's issue. And we heard the best way to help is to more connect to the friends in America. The question is there a certain part in the Kli that can connect to the Americans more than others, like specifically Russians or specifically Israelis?
I don't know. I just think we need to be connected together, all of us. Not specifically to Americans or Europeans to Americans. Rather, the whole world needs to do it. The entire Bnei Baruch vessel has to be more connected. And then in that, we will surely advance in the right direction. You see, that's what I think. And not that a certain part yes and a certain part no.
Something happened the last 2 days. Something in the friends from America, and they got some support. Is it from our general work, like you said?
Yeah, it's good, but it's best if everyone connects with everyone. Focus group.
Ken, Shela Shel Pascal Mikongo.
Question from Pascal from Congo. Is Katnut the highest degree? How can we be like you, Rav? Because you give the maximum to all of us, and you're the only example we have for annulment. And still, you're my true hero.
I'm no hero. I'm trying to do what the Creator according to what the Creator gave me, and that's it. That's how I feel myself. I must do it. What can you do? From the moment I got to know the wisdom of Kabbalah, the method of correction, where both the upper force and all the people want it, except they don't understand it, then I have to do this action as much as possible. And of course, there are ascents, descents. And I need to try to constantly awaken myself.
So
it's not simple. I know I'm not some sort of a hero. I'm on the contrary, I'm very weak. And also, according to my character, I'm very weak. You simply have to work on the importance. Work on the importance all the time. That's how it is. And later, also, habit becomes second nature, and trying to establish such systems in life that will obligate you when you fall, when you're falling. And that's how we need to do it. There's not a way. PT 10.
אני רציתי לשאול לגבי קינה. אמרת שאסור לי להירגע.
I wanted to ask about envy. You said I can't relax until I'm envious of every friend, and that will advance me. I want to ask, what is in the force of envy that pushes me ahead?
It's a very egoistic power, and our ego always advances us, either negatively or positively. We don't have any other power, any other energy but our ego. And if I add that ego to in the direction of the purpose of creation, then I can advance. I cannot silence myself. Let's say, take some pill that will quiet the ego. I'll become a vegetable. In fact, he who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. There will be more force of envy, and that's how we advance. I don't let myself calm down, relax, not envy, not be envious. Also, in students, it's written, I've learned most from all my students. I need to learn from each and every one. I try to envy each and every one. I try, and that gives energy, strength. And I'm happy if I'm envious and that I'm trying to be like that more and more.
So there's friends that I'm naturally envious of without doing anything, and there's some that I guess I don't see it. So what's the difference between awakening envy? I'm trying to scrutinize the work.
See something in each friend that you don't have and that you want to have. And because it has to be this way, except you don't see it.
So what's the difference between what I can see and what I can't see? Why is it like that?
So you would awaken yourself if you disregard someone, belittle him, you don't want to see anything good in him. It's your loss.
So if I don't see something in someone that I want to be envious, that's a place of work that I have to stop and dig in and find something.
If it's from your 10, it has to be this way, it's certain. You need to find in each and every friend in the 10 something that makes you envious.
Another question. We talked about it, that as much as I'm envious in one this way, the other that way, one is big, and you can continue this in the 10. Can I say what I'm envious about?
Yeah, it's worthwhile. Later it'll be a little different. You'll be a bit more, understand better how to work with it. But it's worthwhile, yes. PT 13.
Shalom Rav. Ata amarta kodem she me'achshav ve'alah.
Hello Rav. You said that from now on, groups that will be less than 5 people.
No, those who appear on the screens.
Yeah, on the screen that you won't let them ask. In North and South America, there's a state that sometimes because of the hours that people are still at work or the internet, sometimes people are in Sviva Tova because they're not able to go into Galaxy. It also happens in Petah Tikva sometimes. So they won't have 5 people on the screen. What should they do in such a screen? Should they connect to a different 10 or...
Gil, I can't do it selectively. To those, yes, and to those, no. Give us examples of groups that have true difficulties. They are working during the lesson and other things. We will care about them personally.
The question was maybe they should join one 10 to the other 10 in order for them to be able to ask, or should they remain in their own room?
Maybe you should merge with another 10. We need to be closer to one another. But I have no choice. I want to see groups that care about being groups, not two. To people on the screen that are constantly asking. It's not serious.
Thank you. We are reading excerpt 21 from Maor v'Shemesh. Intimation of song and songs. The heart and root of the work of the Creator is love of friends. Through it, one can come to the true work of the Creator. When one sees that his friends aspire to yearn and serve the Creator in Torah and prayer, it will excite his heart to connect with them. And all his friends' actions will seem to him as greater than his own actions. Again, number 21 from Maor v'Shemesh. The heart and root of the work of the Creator's love of friends. Through it, one can come to the true work of the Creator. When one sees that his friends aspire to yearn to serve the Creator in Torah and prayer, it will excite his heart to connect with them. And all his friends' actions will seem to him as greater than his own actions.
If there are no questions, we'll continue.
22 from Shamati 99. He did not say wicked or righteous. If one does not have any desire or craving for spirituality, if he is among people who have a desire and craving for spirituality, if he likes these people, he too will take their strength to prevail and their desires and aspirations. Although by his own quality he does not have these desires and cravings and the power to overcome, but according to the grace and the importance he ascribes to these people, he will receive new powers. Again, number 22. If one does not have any desire or craving for spirituality, if he is among people who have a desire and craving for spirituality, if he likes these people, he too will take their strength to prevail and their desires and aspirations. Although by his own quality he does not have these desires and cravings and the power to overcome, but according to the grace and importance he ascribes to these people, he will receive new powers.
Meaning, it's possible a person will have nothing for spirituality. He doesn't see in himself any connection, any tendency, inclination, deficiency, desire for it. But if he sees the people that he likes, let's say people from you know, with various qualities, he likes them. So if he's next to them, he's gradually getting a tendency towards spirituality, and he can grow up and grow very big. So don't deride or look down at those we keep by our side, the kids. When they'll grow up, they'll be integrated with us, their points in the heart will awaken, they'll advance in this way. Each and everyone has a spark, and he has to care for it and develop it. Okay.
PT3.
From looking at the friend's qualities, one is wise, one is quick, one has technical abilities, how can I take the importance of spirituality out of that?
I don't know, I'm not talking about it. The excerpt speaks about the fact that the person has no natural inclination towards spirituality, doesn't care about it, but he likes those people. And he wants to be next to them a little bit. So gradually, he receives an impression from spirituality from them. That's what we're talking about.
I'm also relating to what you said, that I have to see that one is smart, one is quick. So how, by looking, let's say Yudan Maiten has great technical abilities that I'm always really envious. I have two left hands compared to him. What does that help me that I get? How do I...
You appreciate the fact that he can do for the society that which you cannot do. So you appreciate him. It helps you appreciate him, respect him. That's it. Florida.
Yes, all these perceptions of the friends come from the Creator. So if I'm constantly praying to the Creator to let see the friends this way, this is my biggest strength, is talking to the Creator, yes?
Ken.
Yes.
Latin 6.
Pregunta de un amigo, ¿cómo hacemos para mantenernos todos bajo la jupa?
Question from a friend, how do we do it that we're all under the same canopy and the same masach?
Build it, build this canopy, the common screen, build it between you, it's all in your hands. Connect between you and ask the Creator to arrange for you the common screen, the mutual cover, mutual umbrella. That's it.
PT6.
Rav, I don't have enough importance for the Zooms during the day like I do for the morning lesson.
That's a problem. Your problem. Try to create such connection with a friend where you are truly lower than them.
Next. Number 23 from Maor Vashemesh. Through love of friends and adhesion with the friends, one comes to complete submission, since he will see his friend's work and the intensity of the fire in their hearts and their excitement in serving the Creator. By this, he too will learn to work with them, recognize his own deformation, and repent in complete repentance. Again, 23. Through the love of friends and adhesion with the friends, one comes to complete submission, since he will see his friend's work and the intensity of the fire in their hearts and their excitement in serving the Creator. By this, he too will learn to work like them, recognize his own deformation, and he repent in complete repentance.
Since he sees the greatness of the friends and the work of the Creator, try to depict that with everything you've got, because that depends on the person. It doesn't depend on the friends or what they do or don't do. They have eyes and see not.
It's like that a person, there's a 10 around a person, but everything I will do, that's what's going to be. Otherwise,
we are in the world of Insof. I mean, if you want to go there, we are in the world of Insof. Everything is not finished. Rather, it was never broken. Everything is only with respect to the person who attains.
So what still is that thing about connection? Only my efforts? Only?
Yes, in order to correct your qualities so you'll be able to attain the Creator.
So what's the importance in 110, one structure?
They're all here to serve me.
So if I feel that it's easier to see the whole world clean and work with that,
I don't think this is easier. I think you're running away from your individual work.
What's special about this individual work?
You have to do it and see results. But with the world clean, it's everything is convoluted. It doesn't require a clear conclusion.
The results of seeing love towards the friends or greatness?
Yes. French.
L'alousie agit dans la spiritualité en augmentant la qualité de ma sagesse. Comment agit-elle dans la famille?
Envy works in spirituality with a lot of wisdom. How can I use that quality in the 10?
Speak with the friends, and you will find, you will surely find the right way to use envy in the connection in the 10. You have someone to consult with. I'm very happy because of the awakening of the North American Kli. From our collective Kli, we feel a great deal of advancement. We took a big step forward. Maybe it's not felt for everyone, but I can't stress the greatness of the correction and the step forward that was taken. It's a great reward, great profit. Very good.
Number 24 from Maor v'Shemesh. The main thing that brings one to love another is by each one being lowly and despicable in his own eyes, although always finding faults in everything he does and seeing the righteousness and actions of one's friend as very great in his eyes. By this, he comes to love his friend and be in unity with him. Conversely, if he is great in his own eyes and feels proud, he naturally sees his friend's faults. And by this, he comes to hate him, since his friend is very lowly in his eyes.
In short, try to lower himself with respect to all of the global Bnei Baruch and also his 10, and that's how you advance.
Number 25. Rabash, from the article, Worse Than All. A person should feel that he is worse than everyone, because he feels that no person has the faults that he has, although he sees that they engage in the work less than he does. Again, a person should feel that he is worse than everyone, because he feels that no person has the faults that he has. Although he sees that they engage in the work less than he does.
Yeah, that means nothing. PT 25.
Rav, we're reading these excerpts about the envy, and I really feel how the ego won't let me do this. It's like he stands there and doesn't want us to do this. The question is how to not cancel the ego, but rise above it. If I could annul this overyouth, I could do these actions with no problem, but I don't want to destroy my ego because I understand there's a need for it. There's a need for this overyouth. So what's correct to do here? How not to destroy the ego? How to join it into the work?
We have only one action. To pray, only to pray. Organize the request, the common request to the Creator, and pray to Him to do it. The correction comes from Him.
Do what? What do I need to the ego to happen, that it disappears?
No. For him to give me an opportunity to use my ego correctly. On the contrary, that it would be a help against.
How does it help this action? How can he? Because he's disturbing. How do I make him an aid?
Yeah, but without an ego, how will I advance? I can't. I have nothing but a desire to receive. Which is now standing in a negative way. That's why it's called the ego. But let it work in a positive way. For the ego to be a positive force that would pull me towards the Creator, towards connection, towards all those things.
But it's not clear how to change his role.
That's why I said only a prayer, and the Creator will do it.
So what will the ego do after the prayer? How can the Creator, what is he going to do? I can't feel how the ego benefits and not disturbs.
Just understand that I don't have any other power other than that inclination. The only question is the direction of its work. That's my choice. That's it.
Tel Aviv free.
Good morning. Hold on. No red. Good morning, Rav. Question. What was created first, the desire or the envy?
Desire.
So why is there envy?
So we would be able to work with the desire correctly.
But it always looks like this envy activates a desire.
Right, but if you ask what was created first was the desire. Shorosh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet. Only in Dalet, the fourth discernment, we begin to have envy. That's why Bechinat Dalet restricts itself, because it wants to resemble the Creator. Clear?
Yeah, thank you.
Gracias, Radwen. Buen día. Yo tengo un problema.
Thank you, Rav. Good day.
Bueno, mi trabajo es intermitente. Es decir, en ocasiones se logra algún tipo de conexión y en ocasiones no.
I have a problem that my connection isn't constant. So how can I build Arvut and see the greatness of the friends? Thank you, Rav.
Only according to what we talked about. I have nothing to add. I have only one thing to add. I understand that the Spanish language is very rich and expansive and long, but try to speak shortly, more concisely. Okay?
block כזה ש...
Otherwise it comes out as this block that is hard to digest.
USA-LA.
USA-LA.
Dear Rav, I have a question. We have friends in the tent that are afraid to ask questions during a live lesson. And I wanted to ask you, could you please give them an encouragement to come forward and click the ask button and ask the burning question that they have in their heart?
I think they need to write down their questions in advance, prepare them, and nevertheless ask to try to ask. I don't understand what's to be ashamed of. We are all here many years together. There's nothing to be ashamed of. We don't understand anything, we don't know anything, but there's a creator who wants us to come closer to him. So let's help one another. No, we should not feel ashamed. Shame stops a person, inhibits his development. Toronto 1. And turn off your microphones where you are. Anyone but Toronto 1, turn off your mics.
Ну, скажите, чем отличается зависть от стыда?
Please tell me, what's the difference between envy and shame in Bchina Dalet?
Shame is when I'm ashamed of my nature. This is shame. And what else?
Envy.
And envy. Envy is when I envy what the other has. Here, in the first one, I look at myself, and the second one, I look at the other. But they're both good. We need to learn how to advance towards a goal using both. The main thing, as I'm saying, the power of connection between us has to grow stronger each day, because with each passing day we are on a decline. The whole world and us, don't get mixed up, because the world is going to begin to feel that in us there is a special force. It's not, maybe you won't even feel it's in us, but that there is such a thing in the world, which is the force of connection. And specifically during this pandemic and all the problems that are now coming in economics, in medicine, in everything, climate blows, in all of those we can go through them in a good way if we are connected. So let us try to be like that between us, and the whole world will feel, not even on us, that if they will do it this way, they will feel better. Period. Let's do it. We have before us a new day until tomorrow morning. Let us try to connect between us even more. I'm very happy that you're connecting between you, inside the ten, between the tens, between the continents. It's very good. Try to be more connected with North America, South America, each and every place, as much as possible, as much as you can, both men and women. It's very important for us. We will accelerate our good development. And info.
So today we won't have live shows this morning. What we will have is the evening lesson, but it will also be a bit different. It will be live, but like we had a month ago, that the friends are giving it. We won't have a lesson with Rav today. We'll have a live lesson by friends from the world Kli. 6 to 7 p.m. We'll repeat special parts from this lesson. Whoever can, please connect, and let's go to the song.
We will become together as one. We'll be forever connected. Всю силу любви хотим обрести, объединившись навеки.
ולא חשוב מה שקורה בחוץ, כי העיקר נמצא בינינו.
Cuando nos unimos juntos, nuestro amor gobernará.
אותה משפחה, אותה הרגשה, מעל הפער שבינינו.
The higher we go, reaching our souls, we will reveal the connection.
Неважно, что там происходит вокруг, а важна связь между друзьями.
Я un capares, como un malestar, nuestra actitud controlará.